This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. About to go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats, and then we'll do a little football's finest. Maybe a shout-out and a happy birthday to Zero during the finest, our former producer with the nosebleed seats when we were on at night. We got the Hall of Famer Eric Nadel coming on with some what you drinking and what you thinking as we enter the expressway as well. We take you till 6:30, leading into Rangers pregame as they take on the Rays. We just had a final in the quarters. France is advancing on PKs as they knock off Portugal. What a couple of matches we were able to enjoy today. Earlier, of course, it was Germany who ended up losing to Spain. And that's the host nation in Germany. So now both host nations out in the Copa with the United States. Yep. And then Germany out in the Euros. But France and Spain both advancing today to the semifinals in the Euros, which will continue tomorrow. But do have some Ranger news for you. Dane Dunning is going on the IL. He's got some right shoulder soreness. That's according to Kennedy Landry of MLB.com, who's, of course, out there. Josh Smith is out today. He's out with glute tightness, same thing that sidelined him for a bit in June, though he hopes it'll only keep him out a day or two. So not in the lineup. It'll be Jonathan Ornelas who will be taking over at third base today for the Texas Rangers, as Michael Lorenzen is on the bump. So it'll be Simeon, Seager, and Lowe, second, short, and first. And then Ornelas will be batting ninth, will be playing third. We also had Josh Spores is back in the Rangers clubhouse. He is going to be activated with Dane Dunning going on the IL. So Sporzy is back, made 7 minor league rehab appearances with Round Rock. Sean McFarland noting that his velocity isn't quite where he wants it to be, but he feels good, likes the shape of his pitches. So your World Series hero, Sporzy, back. Dane Dunning on the IL. Josh Smith out tonight, but hopefully not something that will sideline him for an extended period of time. So here's your Rangers injury updates.
Looking forward to seeing Sporzy back in there. He's our guy.
He is our guy.
And watching Josh Smith play defense has been a real joy.
It has. Mm-hmm. And he's a guy that can play every infield spot. He's played left field. I mean, the utility.
And it's like highlight reel plays.
He's unreal. He's unreal.
Any spot you put him in, he's good for at least one wow sort of defensive moment every time he's out there.
He has. Marcus Semien back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. And as I mentioned, will be leading off for the Rangers. Now, we found out earlier that Alec Bohm will be entering the 2024 Home Run Derby from the Philadelphia Phillies. So it's him and Gunnar Henderson. However, Juan Soto of the Yankees has said he will not be participating. So his teammate Aaron Judge, we already knew, would not be participating. I wonder if Vladimiro Jr., who won the Home Run Derby last year in Seattle, will say, I'm interested, but we've got the new format, which we've told you about. So right now, just two players committed. We know Shohei is not going to be playing. Yordan Alvarez is not going to be participating either, so we'll see.
Would it be entertaining, fun, funny, or just sad if we tried to do a old-timers baseball home run derby?
Huh. I was thinking,
like, if these guys don't want to really do it,
like, we bring back like Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
Maybe we get Adrian Beltre out there.
Do you bring in the outfield a little bit?
That's what I was wondering.
Hey, that's a fair question. I'm open to all suggestions, but I think watching
I think it'd be kind of cool to have dudes that don't hit home runs try.
a bunch of leadoff hitters.
A bunch of just like, if you hit a home run, it's a surprise.
The blooper derby.
The worst of the worst.
The bloop single derby.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're
the line drive derby.
Yeah, you're hitting line shots, but then all of a sudden you're, oh wait, he got it! He got that one. It just barely gets over the fence. Some kids out there are like scaling the wall, trying to bring it back.
Any way to put a little twist on this thing might be kind of cool. But that just kind of dawned on me.
I think the old time derby would be better than mine that they don't hit home runs.
Yeah, I do too.
I think there'd be some enjoyment. Now, some of these old schools guys would not like to see Barry Bonds or Mark McGwire or Sammy Sosa because of the steroid usage. So they might be out of this thing. I don't know. I personally would not care. Go ahead and have them out there and take swings.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine if you don't want them in your Hall of Fame, if that's what you want to do.
But they hit home runs.
I would disagree with it, but fine. But we're just here to have a good night for
the
home run throwback derby.
And let's juice the balls. I'm with you.
Yeah, juice them,
juice the balls.
Yes. Put lead in those bats.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Aluminum. Let's go with aluminum bats. I want to hear it. Ping!
There you go. Yeah.
Ping, yeah. There's something fun about that.
How about then just go pitching machines?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Just go pitching machines.
Just batting cage style?
Yeah, just straight down the middle every single time.
Look, no disrespect to Tony Beasley. He hasn't had a great showing when it comes to being the pitcher for these.
Did you just call out the third base coach of the Rangers for doing a poor job?
I don't think I'm the only person that has.
I think he was warranted, Broadus, I got to say.
Whoa.
I'm going to let that stand.
Didn't give our guys a good chance out there.
Man,
and maybe we get Mike out there. Let's let Baskey go ahead.
I think the first thing at first, I'm
he can throw a fat meatball. He's pretty good.
Barry Bonds shows up for the old man derby.
Yeah,
and Baskey goes to the mound.
How amazing would that be? Mike versus Barry for old time's sake.
That would be cool.
That'd be awesome. It'd
be extremely one sided, and I'm here for it.
I would love that. Now, shout out to Bo Jackson. He is finally getting a Hall of Fame induction with the Kansas City Royals. He will be inducted into the Royals Hall of Fame during an on-field ceremony, which I believe will be tomorrow between the Royals and the Guardians. So he spent 5 of his 8 MLB seasons with the Royals. In 1989, he was named the MVP of the All-Star Game. And congratulations to one of the best just overall athletes that we've ever seen.
And he's been cleared of his everlasting hiccups as well.
Yes.
Oh. That's a nightmare.
Did we find out what the cure was?
No, I don't know. He had the surgery.
Damn.
Okay, so it was surgery.
So the surgery worked.
Yeah, he had the surgery.
He was doing outlandish things.
Yeah. And you know what? I probably would,
Stunk's
too.
Butt and everything. Like, yeah. Some crazy stuff.
I think it might have been porcupine.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude, I'm porcupine. Serious.
Porcupine rear end. He was whiffing away at it just to, I mean, anything. Who wouldn't? If you had a years-long hiccup
everything,
thing,
bro.
And somebody comes to you with a suggestion, okay. You're going to be like, sure, I will try it.
I just want to go around the room real quick. You had the hiccups as bad as Bo Jackson did.
Yep.
To get rid of them, you have to swim in poo water.
Oh, come on, Rodder.
Wow.
You have to
really
swim. You have to swim a lap. Like, you just have to go one lap.
In Paris.
In Paris poo water to get rid of your hiccups.
I think I'm going
to
do it. There's risk of death involved with the poo water. I'm not dying because of the hiccups.
What's the distance here?
You got to go up and then back.
Yeah, but the river's extremely long.
Regulation
like 100 yards.
Regulation pool.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know the distance matters.
I would say
there's a reason it's illegal to swim in there.
I would say we're talking about roughly 5 minutes worth of swimming.
Yes, and you get rid of the hiccups.
I do think I would get to a point, because I had hiccups a couple of weeks ago for the first time
stink.
In a while.
They do.
They wear you out,
they
bro.
They do. Yeah. Dude, they do.
But it's just the fear of everything else that can come from all of that poop water.
Okay, you're out.
I think I'd be out.
You go lifetime supply of hiccups over 5 minutes
or potential
of poo
death
water.
Of the poo water.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
There's massive risks involved with that.
Lucius?
Yeah, I'm purifying myself in the poo for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Bo Jackson ever imagined he would let people try and scare him, or he would hang upside down for hours at a time, or smell the ass of a porcupine. But when you're sitting there with ridiculous chronic hiccups for well over a year, you start to reimagine.
10 minutes of hiccups is unbearable.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. It stinks.
So a full year, I bet I'd get a week into this thing, and I'd be like, Broadus, bring the poo water. I'm ready to go for a dive.
I get the feeling that Lucius fears the hiccup more than anything.
I do, yeah.
The hiccup is a pain in the butt.
Like, he sounds like, to me, he will do anything not to have the hiccups.
Okay, 2 in 4 says people have died from exhaustion from hiccups.
Yeah.
If there's death involved with hiccups, maybe I would. Either way, there's a risk of death here. If I could die from the hiccups, then maybe I'd jump in the poo water.
And at this point, Walchuk, you've sort of built up an immunity to any sort of skin rashes. So
I've done a good
element,
job weathering that storm.
You have.
Is your back
except for the armpit stuff. Like that was all you. I don't know what you did to get all the armpit rashes.
I'm
I never had to deal with that area.
I'm very serious about that one, dude. Lucius, you ever had a too much aluminum in your
100%.
Your deodorant?
Yeah.
And your armpits literally burn and itch and sting?
Yeah. What is that? Was that right guard?
Yeah.
Right guard, tear me up, bro.
That,
I don't mess with that anymore.
Brand.
Yeah. Set me on fire.
Don't put that Gillette under your
arm. Walk around like this, you're half buff, you know what I mean? But really, it's just because you don't want to put your arms together.
Yeah, you just need to air them things out.
Watch out, man. We jack.
I can't wait till tomorrow's reads and Lucius. I'm here for right guard. Yeah.
It's the best. I love it so much.
I don't want to stink. But hey, right guard, get some.
Yeah. I'll take a rash.
Later. Bye.
You want to smell like eighth grade boy? Right guard.
Get you some right guard. We got the latest MLB trade rumors. Mets are focused on buying at the deadline.
Are they?
Surprising, I know.
All right.
Angels are listening to offers on some of their closers. Now, there is a name that we've thrown out there for the Rangers.
I watched them today against the Cubs. They didn't look too good.
They didn't look good. Would the Rangers look to sell this piece? Here's Ken Rosenthal with more on Max Scherzer.
First person to ask that question would be Max. That's the guy we would have to ask that of because he has a full no trade. I'm not sure he wants to be deadline fodder again. It's happened to him multiple times in his career. But at the same time, he knows he's nearing the end, and he knows there are only so many opportunities to go win. So I don't know that it can be ruled out. And certainly the money with him is interesting because the Mets are paying almost three-fourths of his $43 million salary. So you're essentially looking at a $13 million player, and by the deadline, it's a $4 million player. Teams can generally take that kind of money. And on top of all that, he's come back, and he's pitching well, and he seems to be healthy. So this is a question that is going to come up. I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm not sure what Max's feelings are, and I'm not sure what the Rangers' feelings are. But certainly he is an intriguing name right now.
He is, and he's pitching well. I mean, in his three starts for the Rangers, he's looked really good.
Yes.
And he is a free agent after this year, right? We were talking about the weight of like, all right, well, how much, you know, if you're the Rangers and he's hurt and if you're Max, it's like, am I going to go out there if I'm not? That is an interesting, if the Rangers end up taking offers and fielding offers, I think Max Scherzer, Kirby Yates, these guys that are impending free agents, those are the kind of guys that you're going to list as, all right, if you're interested, these are the names.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to be sellers and you're kind of chalking the season up to didn't quite work out for you, I think Max Scherzer would be at the top of the list of dudes you'd be trying to flip because for all the reasons you just mentioned. But his no trade clause makes it a little bit more interesting on how you could try and pull that off. How picky is he going to be? You're assuming anybody that's offering on him is a win now.
Yeah, like the Orioles postseason kind of team, you know, name for sure. Fill in the blank team. Like last year, he waived it for the Rangers.
And if you're Scherzer and you're thinking, hey, I'm only going to be here for a few months anyways, like maybe he already kind of sees the idea that, hey, the Rangers aren't bringing him back. So he's going to end up having to relocate anyways here in a few months. I mean, maybe he'd be open. I don't know.
He's getting paid by three teams.
A lot of money, too.
Dude, he's like the second highest paid on the Mets right
the
now.
The Nationals are still paying him. The Mets are still paying him. And then the Rangers are paying him.
And the Rangers are paying him the least at $12.5
million. Yeah, at $12.5 million.
The Mets are still paying him $30 million. I mean, he's making a ridiculous amount of money. It's crazy.
But if you're him, he won the World Series last year.
Yeah.
Do you just say, no, I want to ride this out?
I think that he might.
Yeah.
I think after winning the World Series last year, I think he rides this thing.
And I wonder if there's a chance that he'd say, yeah, I want to come back here. I mean, Bochy teams usually do end up winning the World Series again in the other year.
Yeah.
You know, it's like win one, miss the playoffs. Win one, miss the playoffs, win one. And I'll take that trade-off. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, maybe you flip him here at this deadline and then you trade back for him again at next year's deadline.
You just re-sign him. Oh, yeah, you could do that too. Yeah. That'd be fun. Shout out to Sebastian Walcott. He has been selected to play in the 2024 All-Star Futures game.
How old is that kid?
He's like 18.
He's playing some good baseball here as of late as well.
He's 18, 6'4". He's been crushing the ball. He really, really has. So that'll be fun to see him in the All-Star Futures game.
Did we not pay attention to him during when we were there for training camp?
He was always on the other.
He was probably playing the two game.
Yeah,
he never was in front of us that much. Huh?
No. Okay. Baskey would go over to the B fields or whatever and watch him.
Okay.
And give some scouting reports, but he never played like right in front of us.
Okay.
There's Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats. Coming up next, let's do some football's finest, shall we?
Yes, sir. A former Cowboys receiver has some CeeDee Lamb critiques. That's next here in the Nation.